check out the latest On With Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike DeVere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the NASCA Summit here in Nashville, Tennessee. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Jim Craven from McQueen Financial Services. Jim, how are you?
I am well, Mike. Good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well,
sir. I've seen you many times on LinkedIn, and I'm glad to be here with you today.
I'm glad to be on LinkedIn, and somebody's watching, so thank you for that. Appreciate it. And before we get into your topic, I mean, you were just on stage up there, but how's the conference going for you?
Oh, great conference. NASCA is a wonderful organization. Meeting some old friends and connecting with some new people. Just love what they're doing here.
Indeed, yeah, no doubt. Top notch indeed. Hey, your topic when you were on stage just like, you know, a few minutes ago actually, navigating the evolution of risk measurement, lessons from three decades. Three decades?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I've been in the industry.
Way back.
I've been in the industry a long time, and one of the key takeaways to this presentation was just how much change we've seen in the industry over that time.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I thought I'd bring that to light because, you know, most people were not in a decision-making role.
Well, it puts it in perspective, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Our industry was $66 billion in 1983, and now the credit union industry is $2 trillion, right?
A little bit of growth there.
And I thought that was a mistake when I first saw it, but it's not a mistake. We have had, the credit union industry has grown in assets. It doubled every 8 years on average.
So, well, that's good news for our industry, for sure.
Sure is.
And so give us a quick summary on the navigating the evolution of risk measurement, because there's a lot of that going on right now.
Yeah, I talked about how the industry has grown, how the measurement tools have improved along the way, how regulation and, you know, the ALM providers, vendors have improved their processes, how, you know, examiner expectations have changed. So, you know, there's been a lot of things going on there, but really one of the key takeaways is that technology and regulation has kept up with the complexities of the balance sheets, right? And so we're able to, as practitioners, we're able to measure all kinds of things and to look forward and to run simulations, you know, in a much easier way compared to what we might have done even 15 years ago.
Yeah. So give us a couple of highlights or a couple of takeaways from your talk. Where a couple of good nuggets.
Yeah, I think one of the keys is on the need for greater frequency of simulations, right? We can run our own model, has a simulation tool that where a credit union can run a simulation of growth or runoff or whatever they want to measure in a matter of less than a minute.
Oh, wow.
Right? And that's somewhat unique in the industry.
Yeah.
I also talked about indirect lending and how there's been changes there, incredible growth in our industry that, and it was really related to Ally Financial and others exiting the business, and I talked about the risk there. Also talked about loan pricing and the appropriate methods and so on. So those are kind of the highlights.
Okay. And what did you want folks to take back to their respective credit unions on Monday morning for, based on what you just said in there? So.
Great question. Taking back the idea that none of us were in a position of leadership the last time we saw economic conditions and Fed action that looks like it does today, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was in when Ronald Reagan was president, Paul Volcker was the Fed chair, right? A lot of people don't remember that, but we have not looked like that since. The Fed has a very challenging job, and that is to control inflation. They want it to be in their preferred range, is 2%, as measured over a 2 to 3 year period.
Mm-hmm.
We're nowhere near that level, and so we think there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
And what that means for credit unions, it means volatility and it means uncertainty, right? And it's challenging to stick to a budget or a rate setting plan without the benefit of that knowledge that none of us have, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to look to professional consultants and others, you know, might help us guide along the way.
Okay. And looking back, I mean, even I like the second half of your title here, Lessons from Three Decades, but looking back at the history, would kind of help us in our current times. Even though these are kind of unprecedented times,
yep.
there's a little bit to be learned from the history here, right?
Yeah, there is. It helps us understand that it's different, right? It helps us understand that we will see volatility, and we need to be mindful of the fact that the ways that we might have been using over the last 10 years, mm-hmm. when interest rates were very, very low for a long period of time, you know, the methods used to sort of navigate forward might be totally different than what we were accustomed to.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, we're definitely in some interesting times right now, as we've been talking about a lot at this conference.
Yeah.
So how has the economy affected the risk? Obviously, it's a bit higher right now, so...
Yeah, we've seen a heightened level of consumer delinquency, mm-hmm. a little bit in mortgage lending, although it's not that high, but we're more concerned about the delinquency rate trending upwards on consumer loans like charge cards and auto loans. Auto loan delinquency are a 15-year high. Charge card delinquency has been trending higher. So as the Fed has increased rates, right, they're doing that to slow the economy a bit and control inflation,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and that has a direct impact on consumers. And so we're concerned about that stress that might come from, you know, heightened delinquency based on conditions getting a little bit worse. Even though the unemployment rate is 3.5% nationwide.
I just find that whole part of it is so, I don't know, baffling to me. I mean,
exactly.
I'm not an expert, but it really baffles me that, the labor, it's that part of it, unemployment is so low,
yep.
and yet the delinquencies are coming up. So it's just like, what?
The term that I look back at headlines over, you know, various large money center banks and economists and so on and publications over what they were thinking. Is a recession coming our way? Because the inverted yield curve would suggest that it is. And one of the institutions said that the most likely thing is what they called a growth recession.
Okay.
I had never heard that term before. So I went back. It turns out that term was first used in 1969. And neither one of us, you know, had heard of it before. Nobody in the room had heard of it. And there was probably at least 250 people in there. Nobody raised their hand and said,
what does it mean?
A growth recession is characterized as the economy still growing, but at a pace that's so slow that consumer prices increase at a faster pace. So while people are still working, the economy is growing,
mm-hmm.
Wages will not keep up with the inflation rate for some period of time,
okay.
and people who are working will feel a squeeze. Right, and that's something that none of us in the entire room had ever heard of that term
mm-hmm.
before,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's correct. That's probably the most likely path that we're headed towards.
That sounds very familiar to what we're experiencing right now.
Yep, somewhat. I think it's true.
Yeah. So, and again, let's circle back to the credit union. What can credit unions do to kind of keep this at bay, keep the wheels moving, so to speak, keep it moving forward?
Yeah, I think the best thing is to be mindful of our surroundings, right?
Mm-hmm.
The unemployment rate being so low,
mm-hmm.
as low as it is, might put us in the mindset that, you know, everything is great, right?
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily true. We need to be looking at consumer trends and so on. You know, many of the people I talked to today are not seeing the kind of delinquency that you might see nationwide. Well, that could mean that their underwriting standards are stronger, their correct collections practices
which is
are stronger.
For credit unions. They're a little bit more stringent.
Or it could mean that there's stress pending that just hasn't hit them yet.
Yeah,
right? And we need to be mindful of those things and keep looking at what's going on and be prepared for the uncertainty that I was talking about.
Do you think this is a kind of a delayed response from the pandemic? Because I remember during the pandemic, people were like, okay, where's that delinquency wave? Where's that tidal wave going to come? And it never arrived because of the government subsidies. That kind of staved off, for lack of a better term, of what was going to happen. And so a lot of people have been talking, hey, this is a kind of a delayed reaction. Now that all the government, all that funding has kind of gone away and inflation has reared its ugly head, so it's kind of a perfect storm for that to occur right now.
It is possible. I'm not a doom and gloom kind of guy, but it is very possible that a lot of that stimulus money that came into people's pockets has largely been spent,
mm-hmm.
right? That was helping prop up, payments and so on.
Yeah.
And if people have largely spent it, right, or invested it,
mm-hmm.
They might not have it available for, keeping current on their loans,
right?
And that coupled with this idea of a growth recession, right, where prices are going up faster than wages. Mm-hmm. It puts a squeeze on people in many ways. It might not hit us all at once.
Right.
It might instead be a slow grind where it takes a long time to figure it out.
I think you're spot on that one for sure. So, all right, Jim, anything else to add here?
I appreciate
this type of stuff because it's so evolutionary. It's just evolving so much so fast.
Sure enough, it is.
We could be talking about something totally different tomorrow.
Yeah, one of my takeaways, my last slide had to do with the idea of, you know, they asked me to wrap up with what I think the future might hold, which was an interesting exercise. I mean, I credit NASCAR for asking me
that, right?
I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but if history is a guide, our industry might have $5 trillion in assets in 10 years.
Okay, right? All right.
We're about $2.2 trillion now.
Okay.
We think that consolidation will continue.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
been lots
See that
of
happening.
Credit unions will get larger. They will generally get more complex as they're larger. The industry will get larger, and it's up to us as credit union executives and as consultants and regulators to keep up with those kind of trends.
Yeah.
And that's our big challenge going forward.
Okay, well, that's some crystal ball you got there.
I hope so.
We'd like to see that happening. All right, we'd like to see the growth continue for sure. All right, Jim, I'm going to let you get going. Thank you so much for your time today. Well done
thank
on
you.
Stage up there, and
yeah,
look
you.
Forward to the next chat.
All right, I appreciate it.
Well
thank
done,
you,
sir.
Sir.
Well done.
Very
Keep
nice
up the good work
here.
There.
Yeah, I appreciate
Jim
it.
Jim Craven, everybody, from McQueen Financial Services. Go check them out.
Thank you.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Check out the latest On With Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike Devere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence.